Welcome to morning prayer and worship for this third Thursday in Easter in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here today. If you do have a prayer request, go to benwarmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Let's come before Jesus today. No matter where we've been, no matter where we're going, He receives us. We come and we find rest in His presence. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, who with His love doth befriend. Praise to the Lord, oh let all that is in me adore Him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again. Gladly forever adore Him. Oh, praise to You, Lord. Oh, praise to You, Lord. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. 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 Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways, to the glory of Your name. Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, who with His love doth befriend. To pray again today for Jess in Pennsylvania. Lord Jesus, pray that You would heal Jess, the that the cancer would be gone in the name of Jesus, that these new spots would be gone, new treatments. Lord, and we believe that just a touch of your hand, God, that nothing is impossible for you. Heal Jess in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise to the Lord, who let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly forever adore him. Psalm 37, 1 through 18. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. Their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever.
Oh, we delight ourselves in you. Delight ourselves in you, as you give us, as you give us the desire of our hearts. Oh, glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our gospel reading is Luke 5, 1 through 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore and left everything and followed him.
May we leave everything for you, Jesus. May we leave everything for you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. It is the third Thursday in Easter and our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him and all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Take a few minutes and just pray specifically for those in our lives by name. Our own hearts, lay it all before the Lord, friends, family, acquaintances, co-workers, enemies, needs, healing, provision, clarity, whatever it is, lay it before Jesus.
Lord, you hear us, Lord.
the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved and treasured, no matter what you've done or haven't done, just because He made you and He loves you.